Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. While we were off the air, I was talking to Sam, who had one of these cool Blackberries. You know, we've got our Trio 650s, these all-in-wonder phone, PDA, email, web surfing devices.
Camera, too.
Camera, everything, right? Well, a lot of people are starting to think, well, everything I do on my computer, I should be able to do on this handheld, because they're the same, aren't they? He was trying to figure out how to unzip a file on his Blackberry.
That's like trying to tow a motorhome with a motorcycle.
It seems like a simple thing to do.
Well, if you think about it, though, zip files are usually small files that have a lot of big files like inside that are going to like spring open on you. Well, Blackberries don't have that much storage space, so they probably don't want to encourage people to start unzipping these huge packages.
Not to mention that even on a big computer, zipping can be kind of a CPU-intensive process.
Yeah, but what his thing was, and I can understand where the confusion was, this is something that the folks that make this stuff have to understand. They have to go step by step to explain to people. If you go to the RIM Research in Motion's website, you can download these ringtones and things for a BlackBerry.
Right.
And some of them are zipped files. So the assumption is, well, then I just put it on my BlackBerry and unzip it, right? Well, no. You unzip it on your PC, and then you sync it to your handheld device. So those of you that are just getting into these new handhelds, they're great. They're incredible. They're not computers. They will not do everything that a computer
will
do.
Well, they are computers. They're not the same as your desktop computer.
Okay, I'm just using general terms. Don't expect them to do all those neat little things that your PC can do, and there's very specific reasons in a lot of cases why. The ones that look like Windows, they have a lot of capabilities. They're very, very close to Windows.
But it ain't Windows.
It will not do the exact same thing as the full-blown Windows XP, so understand that there may be limitations. There may be low-tech solutions to the problems that you're having that you'll have to use. Like in this case, I said, Sam, just unzip it on the PC first, then transfer it over to your BlackBerry.
Like, that's pretty simple.
Oh, yeah, that works. It's like you don't have to buy anything. They're just do it. That one extra step. Let's go back to the phones here. Who did we have? Did we have a pet peeve?
George has a pet peeve, by
George,
the way.
Welcome to the Computer Corner. Lay it on him.
Okay. I have one, but I wanted to mention the Meatloaf thing first. Another problem with Meatloaf with lots and lots of forwarded addresses is it means that everybody who has a copy of that email is a potential target for address harvesting viruses.
Yep. Yes.
That as long as that message is on somebody's computer, anybody who gets infected with an address harvesting worm, that worm may harvest every single one of those
addresses.
Including you.
That's
very
why,
good point.
And that was my kind of reference earlier to people saying, I've never been to a porn site, but I'm getting these porn mails.
Right.
It's because you are friends. Somewhere along the line, somebody got infected with one of these programs.
That's right.
First thing they do is they go look in every single kind of file, Word documents, your emails, they look everywhere. And like George was talking about, they try to harvest those email addresses.
That's right.
And then start going on. What's your pet peeve?
My pet peeve is top posting. Okay, I admit I'm a longtime internet user who predates the web, but top posting, which is encouraged by especially Microsoft Outlook Express, is the idea of you reply to a message, you quote the entire message, and you put your own comments above the entire quote.
Yes.
And the better way of doing that is quoting only enough to establish
context. To reference, right.
And put your own text below so that you can read the entire message top to bottom on a single pass.
Good point.
George, we're going to actually go into more detail on that. Thank you for bringing that up, because that is a good one. We can give some people some tools to really be successful in that area. With top posting, I've heard it called a bunch of different things, but that's great. Thank you so much, George. And we will expound on that in a short few seconds, I guess, here. Huh?
Absolutely. We'll be back right after the news. It's the Computer Corner.